Diamond Templar, Nancy.
Oh, come in quickly.
Anybody watching the house?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. Oh, Mr. Templar, your face.
You should see the rest of me. Well, I mean, I...
What happened to Frank Beecher?
Well, he beat me up some, but I'm the durable type, pre-war construction.
Oh, I despise him. He's always hanging around as if he owned Hayden. I guess I'm afraid of him, too.
And what about Ferrelli?
I don't know. You know, I get the feeling he's watching me all the time. I almost feel sometimes like that's why he's hired me, so he could watch me.
Does he know Tommy Patrick's your brother?
I don't know, but he knows everything. Maybe he does. What's Tommy done? Why is somebody trying to have him killed? What's he done?
Oh, come on, Nancy. Here's a shoulder to cry on.
I'm sorry. I'm not the crying type. It's just that knowing that kid's out there somewhere cold and scared, hunted and alone.
Well, maybe he won't be alone. If we can reach him, or if he can reach us. Does he know where you live?
Yeah. But how can he get...
Shh. Someone outside the door.
Who?
We'll soon find out.
Frank!
Hey, you're quite an accomplished man, Frank. You tend bar, beat up the customers, listen at keyholes. What else do you do?
I take guys I find in my girl's room and I throw them downstairs.
Frank, get out!
Did you forget your blackjack, Frank? You might need it.
Big lady killing operator, eh? Well, come on. Let's see how you bounce.
Stop it, Frank!
Hey, stand still, Templar.
This is for the egg on the head, Frankie. And this is just because I don't like you.
I hope your neighbors don't object to noisy parties, Nancy.
Come in, Mr. Templar. You hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. But I don't think I'll have Frankie mix me any more drinks.
You were pretty terrific.
Was I? Oh, well, no, I... Well, you know best. Good night, Nancy.
You're leaving?
Oh, no, indeed. Frankie might be back. I'll sit up and you take the bedroom. Now, get some rest. Did you sleep at all last night?
No. I kept waiting for Tommy.
Yeah, get some rest. I'll stretch out on the couch.
But if...
If Tommy comes, I'll awaken you.
All right, Mr. Templar.
Nancy.
Yes, Mr. Templar?
If I'm going to spend the night on your couch, you'd better call me Simon. Hey, Nancy.
Yes, Simon?
Do I smell coffee and bacon?
You do.
Nancy, men have married for such an aroma.
Well, breakfast will be ready in a minute.
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I did finally. Simon, I wonder if they've picked up Tommy yet.
No, they didn't. I went out this morning around 6 and bought a paper. Here.
Let me see. Police narrow trap around Patrick. Escape bandit still at large. Oh, Simon, what's that?
It's your brother. He's on the fire escape.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
Come on now. Let me help you, Tommy. There you go.
I made it, sis.
Come on, now, take it easy.
Tommy, come here, sit down over here.
Yeah. Come on, now, that's it.
Don't talk. I'll get your breakfast and then put you to bed. You're all right now, Tommy.
Did anyone see you come in?
I don't know. I had a breakout, say. They'd kill me. They'd kill me.
I know. Now, pull yourself together. We haven't got much time. Who's trying to kill you?
I think Ferrelli.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
But you must.
Can't you let him alone?
I can't. Frank, Ferrelli, the police, some of them or all of them will be here at any minute.
Don't let them take me back. They'll kill me.
Look, we've got to find out why, Tommy. Nancy, hand him some coffee.
All right, right away.
Thanks.
Now, you say Ferrelli is trying to have you killed. That means you know something, or he thinks you do. What is it?
I don't know. Don't you think I've been trying to figure it out for 3 years?
Please let him alone.
I can't. You say the holdup was a frame, right?
We didn't even have guns. Nick and I just went in for some beer, and the owner started shooting at us. He got Nick, and he went to get me, too. When I came to, there was a gun planted on me. One on Nick, too.
Did Nick know Ferrelli?
Well, can't I rest for a while?
No, you've got to answer me.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick knew Farrelly. I think he knew him in Sicily, but he never said. He was lazy, but he was a good guy.
It didn't work, or how did he get along?
I got the idea Farrelly gave him money. I don't know why.
And you were his friend?
Yeah, we lived in the same room and house on 3rd.
I know where it is, yeah. I was there yesterday and met your charming landlady. Did Nick ever tell you anything about Farrelly? About anything at all?
Oh, can't you see he's exhausted?
Look, would you rather see him exhausted or dead? Tell me, Tommy, did Nick ever tell you anything about Farrelly?
Just
go on.
Just if anything ever happened to him, to Nick, I was to look for the ace in the hole.
And did you? No, you couldn't. You were shot and railroaded into prison. What happened to Nick's things, do you know?
They were sold, I guess. He kept everything he had in an old trunk.
An old trunk? Any chance it might still be at the rooming house?
Maybe. I don't know.
Tommy, look. Is there any way we can get into that house without being seen? The police are watching it.
I don't know.
Oh, you've got to know.
Yeah, I do. Yes, through the backyard. Next door. Then through the garage.
Come on, Nancy. We're taking him out of here.
You can't move him now, Simon.
We'll move him if we have to carry him. If we leave him here for Ellie, we'll kill him. Come on, if that trunk is still there, we've got a chance. Louis, listen very carefully.
You go ahead, Mr. Temple. It's your nickel.
Are you feeling particularly reckless today?
Wait, what do you mean?
How would you like to take somebody for a ride?
Well, Mr. Temple, there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you, you know that. But take somebody for a ride. My wife wouldn't like that.
You haven't got a wife.
Yeah, but if I had one, she wouldn't like it. No, honest, Mr. Temple, I never bumped off nobody my whole life.
I know that, and I wouldn't expect you to start now. I just want you to take somebody for a ride in your cab.
Oh!
Yeah, that somebody is somebody the police want. I don't want them to find him just yet.
Gotcha.
Well, look, don't hit any bumps. He's in pretty bad condition.
Don't worry, Mr. Temple. He'll think he's in a baby buggy.
Louis, I like you.
Oh. Mr. Temple, I bet you say that to all the cab drivers.
Stand right behind this door, Nancy, until I...
Hey, what are you doing sneaking in the back way? This is a respectable rooming house. Or it would be if I had respectable roomers.
Look, Mother, I haven't much time. Do you remember Nick Pantel?
Nick? Sure I do. Was shot 3 years ago, dead now.
Yes, I know. Did he leave a trunk here?
I got a very bad memory.
And here.
Well, I sold the trunk.
What? At
least the stuff in it. I had a perfect right. He didn't give me my 2 weeks' notice before leaving.
Is the trunk still here?
It's down in the cellar, this door here.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay. I won't mention it to anybody. I won't even mention the Tommy Patchek sisters standing right in my hall behind the door. Of course, the cops would be kind of interested because they're looking for a brother, but just the same.
And you've got a perfect right to call the police if you want to.
Oh, not me. I hate cops. Of course, if they was to ask me, I've got such a good memory.
Here.
Thanks. It's going back on me again.
Wait a minute, Nancy, till I get the light. You see it?
I think so. There's only one trunk here.
Looks like Farrelly covered this angle years ago, huh? The lining's ripped up. So's the bottom.
No use, then.
Perhaps. But perhaps Nick Pantel read Poe's, the purloined letter. You see this waybill on the trunk?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if it comes off.
How's that prove?
That the best hiding place is sometimes the most obvious. Look. There's a newspaper clipping on the other side. It's in Italian.
Can you translate it, Simon?
No, but I'll find someone who can, and when
save
I do...
Save yourself the trouble, Mr. Templer.
Simon.
Well, hello, Farrelly.
Hi, Mac.
Hi.
I'll take that clipping. Keep him covered, Frank. Thank you.
What do you propose to do now?
What do I propose to do now? What would you do?
Nothing. You're licked, Farrelly. You can destroy that clipping, but I can guess what it says. You committed a crime in Sicily years ago and had to flee the country. Probably you killed a man. Nick Pantel knew it and was blackmailing you. You had him killed. Then you tried to have Tommy killed at the same time, just because he might know.
Just because he might know. Hmm? And if I committed this crime, Mr. Templer, why didn't they extradite me?
Because Mussolini was making the trains run on time and accepting bribes whenever they came along. Since then, you haven't been too sure, Ferrelli.
Everything is for sale, Mr. Templer. You've got the money. Where's Tommy, Nancy?
She doesn't know, Ferrelli.
Do you?
I think I'll just let you brood about that one.
Mm-hmm. What do you think we should do, Frank?
Well, it looks like him or you, Mr. Ferrelli.
How about the girl, Frank?
I don't know her.
Frank.
You heard what he said, kid. Well, Frank?
No.
It won't work, Ferrelli.
It won't work. Well, difference of opinion is what makes horse races.
Hey, get back, you...
Put up the gun. There's enough holes in the floor already. There's cops all over the house and outside.
Who called them?
I did.
Mother, and you hated cops.
I did, but I remembered there was a reward out for Tommy, and I figured Nancy knew where he was. Hurt me to go back on my principles, but I forced myself.
Hey, what do we do, boss?
Mr. Ferrelli's a sensible man, Frank. He'll go back to the old country. That's better than facing a murder rap here, isn't it?
Yes, yes, much better. Put up the gun, Frank.
Well, not before I...
Give me that, Frankie. Give me that before I break your martini arm. There.
Very impetuous young man, Frank.
We might have killed you,
Frank. Yeah, but he didn't. Shall we go, Ferrelli?
Yes, we'll go. But it's only a question of time for me, Mr. Templer. I'll be back. In any sensible society, money can buy anything. And when we return to, shall I say, sensible basis, I'll be back.
And if you come back, I won't be here.
No. In the meantime, I'll read up on Poe. He might have saved me a lot of trouble.
Tommy Patch, you got a full pardon, Mr. Templer? Gee, that's swell.
Tommy deserved a few good breaks, Louie.
Yeah. There's just two things about that case that bother me, Mr. Templer.
Oh, what are they, Louie?
You think a guy like Ferrelli could ever come back to this country like you said?
He'll be trying, Louie. So it's up to you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the other thing?
Well, you know that day you had me drive Tommy Patchek all over town in this cab when the cops was looking for him?
Yeah.
Well, all he talked about was his sister. What a wonderful girl she was. And how pretty.
Yes?
Well, he was saying how hard she worked all her life and how regular she was. And how pretty.
Yes?
And I just wondered, that's all, you know, if a girl was that pretty.
Louis, the Voodoo Club is under new management. New owner, new bartender, but the same cigarette girl.
Yeah?
Well, let's drive over there. You seem to be out of cigarettes.
You've been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, in tonight's cast you heard Peggy Weber as the landlady and Sheldon Leonard as Frank. Victor Rodman was Ferrelli, Peter Leeds, Sam. Dick Crenna played Tommy, Fred Shields, the warden. Larry Dobkin plays Louie. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
The script of The Saint was written by Dick Powell. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. So remember, visit the big show today on NBC.